Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets taking on Crown for the second time in the 2019-20 campaign. And I'm now joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Zach Otto Fisher. And coach had a 14-game winning streak against a particular opponent come to an end the other day. We'll talk more about that in a second here. But it seems like the last game, going into that game, I guess, against Northwestern, you guys were rolling pretty well, had won 5 in a row, and Northwestern came out, kind of hit you with a couple of haymakers, especially in that second quarter, made a lot of shots. It was one of those things where they were hot that night, and you guys didn't get the stops you needed. Like I said, had a 5-game winning streak overall come to an end in that contest. Just give us a sense on how your team is feeling after that game and going in this game today against Crown after that loss against Northwestern last time out.
I think coming into today's game, we're back to where we need to be. We're refreshed. We started the second round of the season. We know we have 9 games left, so we're 0-0, and that's the mentality we've had. I mean, you give credit to Coach Call and in Northwestern. I mean, I don't care who you play, 14 games against them, against a very tough team is good. I mean, like he said after the game, I'll give you today's game if I could get back that bounce three-pointer last year that we had in the semifinal game. You know, it's part of it is they shot well and we didn't defend. I mean, you give credit to them a little bit, but you also got to just discredit our lack of defense. I mean, their two best shooters, I think, went 9 for 12, 9 for 13 from the three-point line, and that's just on us. That's unacceptable for us to give, you know, Brooklyn Cam and Kelsey Lund that many open looks for it, and that's just us just doing things that we have never done before. And so we got back to it and, you know, practiced the next day and this morning even on our shoot around. We know what we need to do and get back to our game plan. It's a long season, and you just got to bounce back in the second round as you play these teams twice.
You know, it's an interesting ball game in the sense that we always expect them to play a lot of 3-2 zone. You guys actually played almost more zone than they did, I felt like, in the game. They played quite a bit of man defense, which I was not expecting. I mean, they've been playing exclusively 3-2 for many years, and they changed it up on you guys. Was that a bit of a surprise for you going in that game?
You know, as coaches, I think we kind of messed that up. We should have seen it, recognized it. It was more of a matchup, you know, and we should have just kept running through our man sets. But that's on us coaches. We need to recognize that earlier and get our girls comfortable with running sets that work for it. So us coaches, you know, got back to the drawing board and said, God, how did we miss that early? And, yeah, I think we ran a good portion of zone, and it worked for their while. We got them, you know, I think we built a little 5-point lead on them. And then when they hit back-to-back buckets, we didn't get out of it soon enough. And that's, again, on us coaches, we've got to adjust sooner and put the players in a position where they can win, you know, on both ends of the court. So again, we get to see them again at our place, and we'll make those adjustments, you know, guarantee that part.
It was an interesting game to watch in a couple different respects. Big game for Michaela Cuevisto. I'm really impressed with how she played in the post. I mean, she's about 5'6", 5'7", on a good day. But she matched up pretty well down low and really gave Rio Lander some fits down low with some of those post moves. I was really impressed with how she played. She had 10 points in 14 minutes of play, and she was very efficient, and got like that, seeing that from the sophomore from Floodwood.
Yeah, I'm very happy with her, especially the way she did it. It wasn't her taking open looks. I mean, she was doing post moves. I think she scored the first bucket on an out-of-bounds play with Rio Landers, you know, a 6'2 girl, you know, right over her shoulder. And it was fun to see her make a move and get to the basket. But that carried over, I think, versus Morris. You know, she had a great move against Van Kempen, you know, an up and under to get to the rim. And so it's good to see her doing that. And, I think she maybe scored our first 4 points off of making a basketball play. So hopefully that confidence carries over, you know, for the rest of the season.
And now turning to this game against Crown. I know you're good friends with their head coach, Kevin Bazuki. You've known him for a number of years. You guys are coming up through the coaching ranks basically together. You guys have both been now in your respective programs for 3 years. Crown is a team that's kind of in transition a little bit. I mean, they do have some veterans, but they've also gotten in some new players this year. You guys played them earlier in the year, forced 33 turnovers, which I don't know if that's a season high. That must have been pretty close to it anyway, in getting that 67-45 win the first time out. What else are you expecting from the Storm other than the fact that they're kind of in transition? They played a lot of numbers, and they're a team that runs players in and out. But other than that, what do you expect from the Storm here today?
You know, they got two players back. One of their players, this will be her second game back since before Christmas. Another girl will be her third game back. So they got some new numbers. Obviously they sat in that zone that first time we play them. You'd think on paper, they're looking saying, hey, we kept it close through three quarters. They're probably going to stay in that. I would as well. For us, we just got to focus on us. It's not about what Crown's going to do. It's about us making adjustments. I thought we did not show up to play down there that day. And it's a tough gym to play in, and it's, you know, it's that long bus ride or whatever. But, for them, I'm sure they're going to fly around and, you know, guard Carpenter, guard Eva, the girls who had big games for some last time, probably adjust on, you know, on their zone or on their press break. You know, I think there's a time, like I said, we created 33 turnovers, but I think about 8 of them came in about a 2-minute stint there at the end of the third. And for us, we tweaked our press a little bit, you know, and hopefully we can take advantage of their counter moves in the game.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time. Good luck today against the Storm.
Thanks, Matt.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Zach Otto Fisher. I'll be right back with the starting lineups and then the opening tip of this contest between UW-Superior and Crown right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Women's Basketball on 91.3 FM KUWS Superior.